Hello and welcome to the Bike Wale podcast. In this episode, our teammate Neil talks about the new Ultraviolet F77 electric motorcycle, which he recently rode for a few hours. Now, this is a fascinating motorcycle with prices starting from ₹3.80 lakh ex-showroom and a claimed battery range of as much as 307 kilometers. But does it make sense for a market or a country like India? Listen on to find out.
Yeah, so I recently rode the Ultraviolet F77, and that is, you know, it's a very hyped up motorcycle because you don't really have that kind of a motorcycle in India.
Yeah.
There were many players, you know, I remember seeing one a few years ago, I think this is 3 years ago. I saw this electric motorcycle, you know, it had all of the party kits, it had the Brembo brakes and, you know, all of those fancy equipments, but that never really came to life. And we have been seeing the Ultraviolet for, I think since 2019,
yeah,
if I'm not wrong. And, you know, for the most part, I thought that, you know, even this will end up like that. And the main reason is because electric mobility, in my opinion, and I think is also the truth, is that, you know, not a lot of people have been accepting it as their regular or as their primary source of transport.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of that, manufacturers are also, they're leaning towards, you know, offering what people demand.
Hmm.
And a lot of people use electric mobility for, you know, their everyday commutes, for their shopping and stuff like that. And that ultimately comes down to utility.
Correct.
And scooters offer more utility. So, you know, you're seeing the spiral, right? You're seeing where it is coming from. And because of that, you see a lot of manufacturers offering you scooters.
Yeah.
And there are a load of scooters right now. And very few motorcycles. I guess the only ones that really worked, I think, were the Revolt.
Yeah.
Which actually like sold and sold out also. Apart from that, there was nothing. And I think Ultraviolet, I think, came in at the right time.
Correct.
With the F77. And came in with a product that, you know, has changed the perspective of what an electric two-wheeler can be.
Correct.
Right. So, up until now, I even rode the Open Roar.
Yeah.
And that was a good motorcycle. You know, it had some glitches and everything, but you know, that was fairly new.
Yeah.
Apparently they have worked on the motorcycle right now, and I mean, I don't know when we'll get to ride it.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, even that was focused on commuting, and that was focused on something a person who's going to a showroom and, you know, looking for a 125cc motorcycle. But the F77 is not even like a 125cc or not even a 200. They are aiming for someone who would buy a 390.
Yeah.
That is the platform they are looking at, which is quite new.
Yeah.
And so for all the listeners who do not know a lot of the F77, haven't heard about it, so this company is based in Bangalore. They are fairly new. They have financial backing from companies like TVS, which is quite interesting.
Hmm.
And this motorcycle, it starts from around 3.5 lakh, if I'm not
correct. Correct.
Yeah. And that is the standard version. You get a 7.1 kilowatt hour battery, which is which is huge,
yeah,
in itself. But then you also have the Recon variant, which is 10.3 kilowatt hour, which is, oh my god, that's massive.
Even bigger, yeah.
For a regular, you know, like a motorcycle. And especially if you look at scooters, which offer like 2 and 3 kilowatt hour battery.
Correct.
So it has a big battery pack, and it is also removable. And you know, you get a fast charger that can charge the battery in around 3.5 hours. You have to pay a little more. You have to pay a premium of around 25,000 for the fast charger, but that's still fine.
Correct.
And the range also, it's around 307 that's claimed. But even if it offers, you know, a real world range of, let's say, 290, that is a hell lot.
Yeah, that is something.
For an electric
motorcycle. That is more than some of the ICE products as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, that was something that, you know, it really caught my attention. And after riding the motorcycle, it was, when I came back, it was something that, you know, I felt I could buy.
Yeah.
Because the performance is very usable.
Mm.
Just because it's a performance-oriented motorcycle, it is not, it's not gung-ho all the time.
Correct.
So when you're in, you know, the lowest mode, that is, ultraviolet calls it the glide, you have enough and manageable power.
Correct.
For your city use.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be choppy on the throttle. You're not going to be like scared when you're going to use that amount of torque.
Yeah.
Which you would get if you switch to its
ballistic.
Yeah, the ballistic mode. You know, that's kind of,
that's a very nice name.
Yeah,
for riding.
It's quick, and that is the transition that I like. You know, you get the best of both worlds.
Hmm.
Although my ride was a very short ride.
Yeah.
But it kind of gave a perspective of what, I mean, the doors that electric mobility can open. You get a wide spectrum of you know, technology, and you can tweak that power, you can tweak that torque to whatever you want. And you do not get that in petrol powered motorcycles, right? It is, if this is the set character of a motorcycle, if this is the set character of a scooter, that is what you're going to get.
Right.
You're not going to get something customized to your needs, right? So apart from the F77, even the Livewire, you can tweak everything possible on that motorcycle.
Correct.
Everything. The regen, your power, your torque, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So at that present moment, the kind of riding that you want is what you get.
Yeah.
And that is something that not a lot of people actually look at. It is only, especially in India, it's only limited to the range a motorcycle gets.
Correct, correct.
Or gives. And these guys have sorted that thing out as well. Although the standard charger, you know, you have to wait overnight to charge the motorcycle, to charge the batteries. The fast charger, it solves that issue.
Yeah.
You have range.
Hmm.
You have performance.
Hmm.
So, it has ticked everything that you could possibly, you know, complain about. Even if you look at it in, you know, a normal, regular motorcycle standpoint, the build quality is great. It has good comfort. I mean, the suspension is a little stiff, but it's not something that would, you know, you'd complain about.
Okay.
You know, something, if you compare to the previous RC, if you compare to the previous RCs, those had like stiff suspension.
Yeah.
This is slightly better than that. So, you know, your regular commutes are also sorted. And that is something that, I'm pretty sure you have also ridden a lot of EVs. And, usmebi you have issues with ride quality.
Correct.
Right, that is probably the primary focus when you ride the scooter.
Yeah.
You know? So that is something they have sorted. So if there was one thing I would complain about, or, you know, nitpick, that would probably be the pricing. I wish it was a little more affordable.
Yeah.
Affordable in the sense, I don't want it to be around 2 lakh rupees. That would be being greedy.
Yeah.
Something around 3 to 4 at max.
Correct.
Would be, you know, 3 to 4 would be still a stretch. Probably 3 to 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah. 3.5 would be a good cap for the version which offers 307 kilometers. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of changed my perspective. And after I rode the Livewire, I thought, you know, that was like the benchmark for what I had of an electric two-wheeler. So, this kind of came close.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Harley, it had a lot of customization obviously the S77 does not have that kind of customization, but it was quite the fun factor, you know, after riding both motorcycles and you come back, that was quite similar.
Correct.
That was something that I kind of liked.
You know, the fact that you said that this bike comes very close to the Harley Davidson Livewire's experience is a very big compliment in itself, right?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, so that way, I don't know if it's a very expensive motorcycle, because I don't know, Livewire is what some, it should be if we convert
it
the European pound into...
It was expected to be around 30 lakhs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, if a typical ultraviolet F77 owner will be a person maybe, let's say, in the higher middle class. I'm not generalizing, but still, a majority of them will be well-to-do people.
Yes.
And if someone is ready or can spend about 3 to 3.5, they can stretch their budget to 4 lakh. But
yeah.
I think ultraviolet is a damn good deal because there is nothing else in the market as of
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So, you don't have anything to compare.
Exactly.
So, right now, your perspective is this is the deal.
Yeah.
You know, when we have much more options... Probably that is when we will actually sit and compare the price of the motorcycle.
Correct.
Right now, this seems like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, ultraviolet took their own sweet time to come up with this product.
Mm-hmm.
But from what you're saying, they have done a pretty good job. Although
yes.
they have come late to the party. But and also there's this very nice perspective which I got from the one of the co-founders of ultraviolet when I had gone for the launch of the F77. I had asked him that electric two-wheelers are already perceived to be way more expensive as compared to ICE vehicles.
Mm.
And with this kind of pricing, what's the sales number you are looking at? What are you expecting? How many units do you think it will be sold?
Mm.
So, you know, he told me that we are not really focused on selling a lot of them, but we know there are people who want such kind of motorcycles and they are willing to buy and they can buy. They can afford such motorcycles. It is for them. Although they are in lesser numbers, but we want to cater them and someone has to start, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, where will the streak begin?
Correct. Yeah.
And that that shows that the brand is actually passionate about it.
Mm.
It's not like the other EV brands, I'm not going to name them, but they get the entire scooter from abroad. They just, you know, do some homologation and start selling it here. And that shows that it's completely... business oriented.
Yeah.
They want to make money, and but this brand is different, and you know, this is not something I'm claiming, but from what we can see the picture from a distance, this is what it looks like, and I hope that this brand sustains in the market. But so do you think the F77 makes sense for India, let's say considering the battery range,
mm-hmm.
the pricing, the ride quality, the performance, and all the other things?
Yeah, I suppose it does.
Yeah.
Although I would love to ride the motorcycle a little bit more. That short ride, it kind of left me impressed with the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I won't say that it was foolproof,
mm-hmm.
the entire
mm-hmm.
Experience. There was a time, you know, I rode it on the track. There was this go-kart track that we were riding it on.
Yeah.
And... there were times where, you know, I felt like the brakes were fading. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
it is because that the motorcycle is heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 200 kilo motorcycle.
Correct.
And the majority of the chunk comes from the battery.
Hmm.
So, the brakes are working overtime. And especially on a surrounding or an environment like a track.
Hmm.
The brakes are obviously going to work a lot because you're going to push the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And all through, except for the first lap, I was riding it in ballistic mode.
Okay.
You know, so it's a hell lot of power and torque that, you know, it's on your throttle.
Correct.
Every time you exit, you're going to pin the throttle,
mm.
and you're going to brake as hard.
Yeah.
Right? And that is where I found that, you know, the brakes, they kind of lacked the feel.
Mm.
That you would otherwise expect from, you know, performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Motorcycle. And
but
so
this is something that you can take on the racetrack also, which is, I don't think there's any other electric two-wheeler you can
yeah, that
experiment
is,
with.
Exactly, that is something.
Yeah.
And I'll come to that bit. I'll come to the handling bit in a while. So Ultraviolet has based the entire motorcycle on the RC390, the KTM RC390, right?
Mm.
And so the brakes have also been derived from the KTM.
Mm.
And you know, on the RC, you reviewed it, right?
Yeah.
On the RC, if you remember, the bite is very sharp.
Yeah.
Probably the progression is not.
Mm.
But this one, I felt, and that was the base of my understanding when I was riding the motorcycle, or riding the F7. So the bite isn't that great, nor is the progression. And all of this comes down, even though it's the same setup as the RC,
yeah,
it comes down to the weight of the motorcycle.
Correct.
This weight also translates to it being a little bit of a chore when you're switching sides.
Yeah.
So, although I kind of figured out a way around that, it takes quite a bit of effort to, you know, push the motorcycle up once you're in the corner.
Mm.
Once you tip it in, you know, it stays there, you know, it is, you have a lot of confidence while it is in it. You know, it's got these bespoke MRF tires that are still not on sale.
Mm.
So, while you're in the corner, it feels like, you know, you are not going to go anywhere else other than your line.
Correct.
That is the line you're going to hold all through.
It's that, but then that precise, huh?
Yeah, it is quite precise for, you know, for a heavy motorcycle. For, but when you have to switch sides is when it, you know, it actually takes effort. You have to push the motorcycle out of a corner, you know, and it has that kind of acceleration. So your movements are a bit more than usual,
yeah,
because it has that punch. So that took a while to adjust to. Although what I started doing was, you know, since on an IC, you're going to be rolling off the throttle, and it's going to gradually decelerate.
Correct, yeah.
On an electric motorcycle, the deceleration is faster.
It's very sudden.
Yeah, and especially when you have regen, it's going to be pulling in faster than your IC motorcycle, right? So there's a difference in feel. And because of that, to adjust that or to replicate what you would have in an IC, what you can do is probably give it a little more throttle and then get out of it.
Correct.
Right? So you don't completely close the throttle. So that is a way I found out, and it kind of got a little better.
Okay.
But that is not something you would want, especially when you're transitioning from a petrol to a battery powered, right? You won't want that mass, you won't want that technicality. Not everyone does that.
Correct.
Right? We are used to doing that. Probably that is why I even thought about
it. Yeah.
A regular customer wouldn't.
Hmm.
So, surprisingly though, this is what I felt on the track, because you know, you have technical corners and stuff like that. While I was riding it on Nandi, that is not something that I face an issue with.
Oh.
Because you have long sweeping corners. Correct. You have, you know, you have a lot of time to react. So it was not an issue over there. Again, coming to its weight, it is not very difficult to push, and you know, it's a little difficult to pull back the motorcycle when you're at a standstill. It's not difficult to push.
Yeah.
It's also got the forward and reverse assist.
Correct.
Which is a different story. But pushing it like that was not an issue. So, even that was a thing that, you know, I was looking forward to experiencing. Because, again, when it comes to the weight bit, I was comparing it to the Livewire.
Yeah.
Now, that motorcycle is heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
Correct.
So
probably heavier than this.
Yes. So if I'm not wrong, I think around 65% of the weight comes from the battery.
Yeah.
So this was not a big issue with the F77.
Yeah.
And now coming to your question, if it makes sense for India, I guess it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially if you are looking for, or if you have the budget to buy something like the RC 390, or you know, you have your Ninja 300, or that category, the same segment. I think this makes a lot of sense.
Hmm.
Because now in this generation, the RC has become much more tractable.
Yeah.
Probably the previous gen wasn't.
Hmm.
And the F77, it does everything, man. I mean, you can commute easily.
Hmm.
You know, your weekend, your short weekend, probably your 100 kilometers and back.
Hmm.
You can do it pretty easily.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't even have to worry about your charging bit because it's quick if you have the fast charger.
Hmm.
So all of that is everything you would want for motorcycle.
Correct.
Except if you put on the argument that, you know what, what if I want to get out and go for a long ride?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, probably then you would think twice. Otherwise, I don't think it is a challenge.
That battery range issue is something that the whole EV industry is
exactly
not matured enough to
actually
allow you to go on long rides.
Mm.
But even 200, 220, what's the max battery range it offers?
They claim 307.
Even if it returns you, let's say, 240, 250, that's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. So people like us who haven't, developed very hardcore liking for EVs yet, maybe if given an option, we would buy the RC390 over this. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who want to transition to EVs who are very cautious about environment and the effects that the combustion engines put on the environment.
No, before you go ahead, I want to ask you, why would you buy the RC over the F77 after I've told you everything that I've told you?
The main thing about the visceral feel that you get from IC engines, the direct connect which you feel with the motorcycle, that you said that when you are exiting out of a corner, it will accelerate gradually, it will decelerate gradually.
Yeah.
So I feel IC engines or IC two-wheelers in general give you more control of the motorcycle.
True.
Much more than IC electric vehicles.
True, yeah.
That's the main reason, and the exhaust note.
And now that you put on that point, I mean, you know, probably shifting through gears also.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of difference to your experience. Yeah. Right? It is so individual to how you shift gears. And over here is just throttle on, throttle off. You know, the basic things of it.
Although there are bikes abroad, electric two-wheelers, even in India. There's the Matter electric motorcycle which has four gears.
I wish they named it
Solar. Yeah. But we don't know yet how those gearbox feel. But yeah, shifting gears is one of the most engaging, one of the most involving things when you ride a motorcycle. So yeah, that's one thing why we love IC motorcycles.
Yeah.
But yeah, coming to Ultraviolet, from what you're saying, it makes sense for someone who has money, who is environment conscious, who want to transition to EVs but wants fun also, want to take their bike to the racetrack also at times, maybe once in a while. So it does make sense, but still, there are some questions which need to be answered, which can only be answered when we get the bike for a full road test review.
Yeah.
So we'll keep that for later. But in a nutshell, Neil's experience with the F77 was quite an impressive one.
Yes.
And for an electric two-wheeler maker who's planning or at least intending to have their one make championship, a racing series, that's commendable.
Yeah.
That means EVs are not the same point A to point B commute thing anymore.
Mm.
People are thinking out of the conventional.
And also they are confident about their product.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That says a lot about a manufacturer.
Yeah. All right. So that was it about the Ultraviolet F77. I think we should make this a point that whenever we ride an interesting two-wheeler, we should do an entire podcast episode on the same.
Oh, yeah,
talking about our experience, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listeners. So this was it from Neil about the Ultraviolet F77, how he felt, what was his experience like. But if you still have some questions about the motorcycle and you want us to answer, do let us know on our social handles or write into us at podcast@bikewale.com. And we'll try to answer all those questions as soon as possible. This is Anuj and Neil signing off.